الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان. رواه البخاري. وعنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. آمنت بالله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable and respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers in Islam, sisters who may be listening over receivers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whoever you speak to will say that the month of Ramadan is just flying by. We are already on the third Friday of the month of Ramadan, and next week will be the last Friday, and before you know it, the month will come to an end. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that these days of Ramadan are ayyamam ma'dudat, numbered days. And they are days in which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam himself treasured and honored and gave a great amount of respect and observance to, especially the last few days of the month of Ramadan, particularly the odd nights from the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Just as how this month of Ramadan is passing by and it will come to an end, in a very similar manner, our lives are also coming to an end. And we need to take lesson from this. Ho rahi hai umar misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Every time a second passes, every time we take a breath and it is gone, a part of us has left us, because we are made up of time. That is the most valuable commodity that we have. They say that what is the difference between money and time? So money, you can always count how much you have, but time, you never know how much you have. There is a sequence for coming into the world. My great-grandfather came first, then my grandfather came, then my father came, then I came, then my son came, my grandchildren will come, my great-grandchildren will... So there is a sequence for coming into the world, but there is no sequence for leaving the world. The great-grandchild can leave before the great-grandfather even. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda na maloom, isme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin aur miad bhi iski nahi maloom. That this visa of life that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with, it is a very strange visa. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to call us back, we don't know. How many were with us in the last Ramadan and are not there today, this Ramadan? And how many of us are here today, we may not see the day of Eid. And age is not a guarantee that a person is going to have time to live. And therefore, we must make the best of what we have currently. Value the month of Ramadan, the days and nights that we have. Shaitan sometimes makes us despondent with our past. And he says that, you know, what kind of a person are you? What a life you led in the past. And how can you ever gain the high ranks of spirituality and a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So shaitan sometimes makes us despondent with the past. And on occasions, he gives us hopes for the future. That you don't worry, you're still young, you're still healthy. A time will come when you also will become pious and righteous. So sometimes he deceives us by giving us false hopes of the future. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that, remember brothers, the past is history. We must forget about the past. Make abundant tawbah and istighfar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. There is no room for despondency in Islam. Ya ibadi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that, O my servants, alladhina asrafu, those who have transgressed, they have committed sins, they have been disobedient to me, they have gone against my commands, what I asked them to do, they didn't do. In fact, they disobeyed, they committed sins, they transgressed. Those servants of mine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive each and every of your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. Of course, a person must not commit sins on the grounds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Sometimes we tend to do that as weak servants. That, you know what, we'll just do it now, Allah ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. That is not the approach. But for whatever we have committed in the past, that should never ever hold us back from going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Urdu poet Ghalib, he wrote one verse of poetry. He said that, Kaaba kis muh se jayega Ghalib, sharam tumko magar nahi aati. He said, what face are you going to go with to the Kaaba, O Ghalib? Don't you have shame? Don't you have any sort of shame? That what a sinful face you're going to go and present before the Kaaba. A great, very great pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, he said that in this verse of poetry, Ghalib has actually created despondency for the ummah. And he said, therefore I changed the verse and I said, main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharam ko khaak mein milaunga, ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigri yu banaunga. He said that I'm going to take the same sinful face to the Kaaba. I'm going to take the same sinful face to the Kaaba. Sharam ko khaak mein milaunga. I'm going to put my shame aside. I'm not going to worry about shame. Because I was supposed to feel ashamed when committing the sin. Not feel ashamed when asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga. Sharam ko khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke unko manaunga. And then what am I going to do then at the Kaaba in the last 10 nights in Aitika? What am I going to do then? Then at that time I'm going to cry my heart out. I'm going to pour and sob before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we need. We need to sob before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry before Him. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in one dua he made, Allahumma rzuqni aynayni hattalatayn. Oh Allah, grant me eyes that sob before you. Sob. Not just cry. Weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is one of the things that we need to set ourselves as a goal that we're going to sob before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan and make amends for the past. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigri yu banaunga. And I'm going to solve my issues, solve my problems, reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular way, by crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La alilul mudhnibin ahabbu ilayya min zajaril musabbihin. In one hadith, it is a hadith Qudsi. In a hadith Qudsi, it is huwa al hadith alladhi yubayyinuhu an-nabiyyu bilafdhihi wa yunsibuhu ila rabbihi. It is a hadith which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam articulates with his words, but he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is Allah who said these words. So Allah is saying in a hadith Qudsi that la aninul mudhnibin, the wailing and the crying and the sobbing of those who make istighfar, who cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wailing and crying of the sinners is more beloved to me than those who are shouting out zikrs in the masjid. Can you imagine the extent of love, the extent of attachment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with His servants? Why then is it that we should ever feel any sense of despondency to turn back to Him, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these 10 days and nights, and therefore we should never allow these days, and particularly the nights, and particularly from amongst them the odd nights, which are commencing on Sunday night, never let them go in vain. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these are something that we value, and we want to take full benefit of them. In another hadith, and the same, it is a hadith of Qudsi as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, O mankind, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if your sins reach the heavens. In other words, you sin and you sin and you sin and you transgress and you are disobedient and you don't follow my commands, and your sins, of all of those sins, reach the heavens. So much you sin. So much you have transgressed against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني, and then you say, أستغفر الله. Ya Allah, I ask you for your forgiveness. But with all sincerity, with all hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي, I will forgive, and it will not matter to me that I have forgiven a person who has sinned all his life and transgressed against me all his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must not consider Allah to be like a human being who has feelings that he's not going to forgive. It's we human beings that find it difficult to forgive others who have transgressed us, who have disobeyed us, who might have been wronged us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a verse of Persian poetry, Rahmat-e Khuda Bahana Mi Joyad. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just looking for an excuse to forgive us. Give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that excuse to forgive us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and see how then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not turn in forgiveness. At this point, perhaps it is important also to mention a difference between tawbah and istighfar. What is the difference between tawbah and istighfar? Because these are two separate things. Istighfar means to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the sins that we have committed in the past. Istaghfara yastaghfiru in Arabic means that, to seek forgiveness. And tawbah means to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to pledge to Him that we are not going to turn towards those sins again in the future. And that is what we need to do. Istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and then turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, pledging never to go back to those sins in the future. Again, if a person makes a sin, commits a sin after making tawbah, then again we ask for forgiveness.
Are isse kushti to hai umar bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le, kabhi wo daba de. Jo na kaam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode.
This kashmakash, this wrestling match with nafs and shaitan. We are human beings. We are fallible. We make mistakes. We err. We commit sins. We transgress. After making tawbah also we can commit sins. But, he says, after committing sins, then again, we must not remain in the gutters. Don't remain in the sin. If a person falls into the gutter, what does he do? He gets up, he takes a wash, and he moves on. He cleans himself up and he moves on. Like that, if a person after making tawbah, after making istighfar, after connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a human being he makes a mistake again then he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with istighfar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this as one of the salient qualities of the muttaqeen. In other words, the salient qualities of those who have spent their Ramadan correctly. Because Ramadan was for taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. When these people, the muttaqeen, those who are pious servants, it doesn't mean they don't sin. Whenever they commit a indecent act, if they have to. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or they oppress themselves by just being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they ask forgiveness for the sin and the indecent act that they have. They ask for forgiveness from that. And he says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there to forgive sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which other door is there for us to go and beg at? And which other door is there for us to go and tap at? But the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters who may be listening, let us take full cognizance. Let us take full advantage of these last 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah bless us with, and turn, use it as an opportunity to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once we reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, you will find life so much more pleasant. There is the person who we are trying to please, happiness, pleasure, serenity, joy, the goodness of life is in his control. And if we please him, he promises us a much happier life. Happiness is not in just possessions. You might get a little bit of comfort, but true happiness rests in the heart. And therefore, we need to please the one in whose control our heart is to get happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. You do righteous deeds, you are obedient to me, male or female, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We'll bless you with such a blissful life, such a happy life. Joy, happiness, serenity. It doesn't mean that the person is not going to get sick. He's not going to go through financial difficulty. It doesn't mean any of that. He may go through some difficulty, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a deep sense of satisfaction within himself. He'll be happy within himself. There'll be no complaints. There'll be no depression. There'll be no suicidal tendencies. And yet, If a person is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. He'll have a very constrained life. The earth will become constrained on him, despite its vastness. Despite the wealth that he has, he will still have suicidal tendencies. He'll still be depressed. He'll still have all of these things. Because he is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a time, it's an opportunity to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make amends for the past that is history. And let me come back to what Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib used to say. He used to say, past is history. Just ask for forgiveness and move on. And future is a mystery. Past is history. Future is a mystery. Whether we're going to see the next day, we don't know. So don't let shaitan deceive us into believing that when we get older and we still have health, when time passes, let us enjoy ourselves now and then we'll make amends. Future is a mystery. We don't know. And the present is a present from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for which we need to make the most. We don't know, brothers. A friend of mine, young, fit and healthy, he made fajr in the masjid. He sat and he did some zikr. He went home, no blood pressure, no sugar, nothing. He went home, he sat on the bed and he passed away. This is how life is. Visas are expiring by the second. We have there is no guarantee of life. Let us make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bless us, not only in the hereafter. Those blessings will manifest themselves in this very world and we will see how much of pleasure and joy and bliss and happiness Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses us with. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to spend these 10 days and nights like how he would want us to spend it, particularly in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, in the zikr, in dua. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ara'aita, Ya Rasulallah, if I get to experience Laylatul Qadr, then what should I do? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then you should recite, Allahumma innaka afuun. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Such a short dua. Oh Allah, you are very forgiving. إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ. Allahumma, إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ. Oh Allah, you are very forgiving. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. You love forgiveness. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. So don't delay, forgive me. If a person doesn't know the Arabic, then say it in English. But it shows that this great night that is coming, greater than 1,000 months, what is it for? It is for forgiveness. But it requires that we must seek and ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with Laylatul Qadr. May he allow us to spend the days and nights like how he wants us to spend it. May he forgive our shortcomings throughout the month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the problems, the difficulties, the calamities that the ummah around the world is suffering with. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There is a small collection that is taking place for the underprivileged, the poor, in order to enhance their pleasure on the day of Eid, to collect some funds to provide them with biscuits. Brothers are requested to contribute towards that initiative. And also, a reminder that to put a fitrah in the box at the door, whoever needs to discharge their fitrah. Fitrah is a sadaqah that a person gives towards the end of the month of Ramadan, and it should be discharged during the month of Ramadan and at the very latest before the Salah of Eid. And it is for the poor and needy. It's an expiation for our shortcomings during the month of Ramadan, and it enhances the enjoyment of Eid for the poor and needy. So we should, that is something that is also an obligation that we should try and fulfill. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil